We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the halachas of mitoich. Mitoich shvot chabur l'tzarech chut nami shloy l'tzarech. The Mishnah Masechta Beya on daf chaf aleph of Mabez says that one may make a medura, a fire on Shabbos, to keep oneself warm. And the Rishonim debate why. Some explain, based on the concept that we're discussing of mitoich, the toich shehutra havaru letzayruch eichel nefesh, hutra shloi letzayruch, and therefore, since that would be the reason that one can make such a fire. And some say that the reason is because hanos haguf, having pleasure. A person doesn't want to be cold. That is in the category of Oichel Nefesh. As the Pri Chadosh, according to the opinions that Hanos Haguf, causing one to have pleasure, is considered Oichel Nefesh, so why therefore did Al Gemara want to say that the reason making the first Bia on Shabbos is Mutter? Because of Mitaych. The Gemara could have said that having the spear is considered having Hanos Haguf, and we're learning now that these Rishonim hold that Hanos Haguf is considered Eichel Nefesh. From here it seems, says the Pri Chadosh, that Eichel Nefesh means strictly Eichel Nefesh. Anything else is not considered Eichel Nefesh. However, the Shar HaMelech disagrees. He says, when you make a fire, the actual fire is what causes the Hanos Haguf. In our case, the Chabura is not what causes the Hanos Haguf. The Hanos Haguf is only an outcome of the Hanos Haguf is only an outcome of the melacha. That, everybody agrees, is not included in Eichel Nefesh. The Gemara asked, if we're saying this concept of mitoich, then the halacha ought to be that one should be allowed to make mugmar. One should be allowed to put incense under his clothes on Yontif, with the reason a mitoich shehutra chavar letzayruch hutra nami shloy letzayruch. Asked Rishonim, that's the question that Rapapi poses to Rapapa. Asked Rishonim, as we said in our first comments in our previous shir, the concept of mitoich is not a concept that Rapapa discovered in our shir. The concept of mitoich is a concept of Beis Hillel says already in Masech Tebeya. As the Mishnah in Masech Tebeya and Afir Beis Oman Aleph says that one can carry on Shabbos a Sefer Torah to read in it, or a cotton that he needs to make a bris milah on, even though these acts of Hotzah are not Lutzarech Ochel Nefesh. So why is this a question specifically on Rapapa? Why is this not a question on Beis Hillel? So Tosfos answers that either Rapapi is of the opinion that that Mishnah is not a Raya, that Beis Hillel holds on Mitoich, and the reason in that Mishnah Beis Hillel allows for carrying is because they are of the opinion that there is no Isser Hotzah on Yontif. Or another explanation given is that the het of mitoich was only given to activities that are commonly done on Yontif. That there, we have the heter that they fall into the category of Eichel Nefesh. Everybody agrees that mugmar would not be considered something that's commonly done, and therefore it can't be included in the heter of Eichel Nefesh. But now that we have included the concept of mitoich, we've expanded the concept of mitoich, asked the Gemara that that's why it should be mutter. Another teretz that the Ritva suggests, that even Beis Hillel, as we just said in the Mishnah Masech Tebeya, is subscribing to the concept of mitoich, he only does so l'tzorich mitzvah, as I said, carrying a sefer Torah to shul, carrying a child to the bris milah. But in other situations, he will not say mitoich. Bila rishayna, although our Gemara already at the beginning of Masechta called bila rishayna bila's mitzvah, is not really considered a dvar mitzvah because it could be done another time, and therefore we don't have the heter mitoich. So when we speak about this heter of mitoich, we find the machlokes rishayna. What is the source, what is the makar for the heter of mitoich? Derived says that it's included in the heter of oichel nefesh. The pasuk says, "Ach ashi yoichel chol nefesh, hu levado yas lechem." And we learn from here, "Lechem lechol tzorcheichem." And that's why melechas oichel. That's why machshir oichel nefesh that could not have been done before Shabbos may be done before Yontif, may be done on Yontif, and for that reason, not just Oichel Nefesh itself is mutter, nor even other activities are mutter. According to this understanding, that the Ravid is comparing Mitoich to Machshirei Oichel Nefesh, the halacha would be that only time, we says the Shar HaMelech, we could apply the concept of Mitoich according to the Ravid, is like we apply the concept of Machshir Eichel Nefesh. And just like by Machshir Eichel Nefesh, the halacha is only what's done from before Yontif is mutter, that could not have been done before Yontif is mutter. Here too, only a mitoich that could not have been done before Yontif, that's where we say mitoich. A very big limitation. The Shita Mekubetzes disagrees with the Ravid. He says the fact that the pasuk says Ach ashi yosel chol nefesh, and we learn in our Gemaras, we'll soon speak, there has to be a dover hashavel chol nefesh. So we see it, the heter of mitoich is not actually connected to machshir eichel nefesh. On the contrary, it's connected more to the heter of eichel nefesh itself. The Megillah Shleima says the fact that the pasuk doesn't say "Ach oichel nefesh levado hu yosalchem," rather the pasuk says "Ach asher yoichel." So from here we see that any melacha that has any connection to oichel nefesh is in mutter on yontif. The melachas yontif says another svara. His svara is that when we speak about mitoi, when we speak about oichel nefesh on yontif, oichel nefesh on yontif is hutra. It's not something that we could do because we have to do. Oichel nefesh on yontif is 100% mutter. And since oichel nefesh on yontif is 100% mutter, so we see that the Torah was very lenient, and therefore we extend the leniency to mitoich as well. But when we speak about the heter of mitoich, there's a very important machlokes rishonim. Rashi's opinion is that mitoich, if we take the concept of mitoich, mitoich actually allows any melacha to be done on yontif. Any melacha may be done in yontif, even if there is no tzairich. Just once this melacha became mutter because of Eichel Nefesh, it's mutter under all circumstances. That means, according to Rashi, if somebody would do a melacha that's from the melachas that have an Eichel Nefesh component to them, but he had no Eichel Nefesh element in this melacha, the halacha is, we would say that it's mutter. Tosfos and most Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and their opinion is that the heter of mitoich is there has to be some tzorich. There has to be a tzorich yontif. There's a tzorich mitzvah that we need to do today. Otherwise, there is no. We can't just indiscriminately apply the heter of mitoich. So all the Rishonim ask on Rashi that if Rashi's opinion is that mitoich allows us to do a melacha without any question, even if there is no tzorich hayoyim. So why does the Gemara here have a discussion about mugmer? Are you allowed to put on mugmer or not? Mugmer is making fire. Making fire certainly is in the category of melachos that are mutal tzorich hayoyim nefesh. And Rashi is saying that mitoich teaches us that once it's mutter, for eichel nefesh, it's always mutter. So of course I should be able to make mugmer. Making a fire on yontif, according to Rashi, is completely permissible. So the Kavanan Musano wants to say that even Rashi, who says that it has no, there's no need that there should be a tzairuch yontif, and Rashi has a much broader, a much more lenient application on mitoich, will agree that it has to be something that's a dover harogel. And if it's not a dover harogel, even Rashi will agree that it has to, we won't apply the concept of mitoich. The Shara Melech, because of this question, says that even Rashi, who has this lenient approach, says that Rashi will agree that it has to be some sort of tzairich. Something that has no tzairich at all, then Rashi will agree is not mutter. And now, if it's, as the Gemara teaches us, something that's dovish ene shavel chol nefesh, is in that category. So the Gemara has established that in order for something to be mutter for with the heter of eichel nefesh, it has to be something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. To which the Gemara asked, if so, how could you cook a tzvi on yontif? A tzvi is not something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. Not everybody, only wealthy people capture and eat deer. So the Rashba explains the Gemara's teretz, that what the Gemara means to say is that we don't look at the tzvi. We look at the eating. Yes, only wealthy people could afford and eat deer meat. But everybody eats deer. And since everybody eats deer, so the eating is what makes it shavu l'chol nefesh. Another pshat that the Rishonim explain is that everybody really wants to and can eat tzvi. The reason not everybody does eat tzvi is not because they don't want to. The reason they don't eat tzvi is because it's something that is, the reason they don't eat tzvi is because they don't have tzvi available to them. If they would have tzvi available to them, they would eat it. And that's why eating tzvi, says the Gemara, is considered a dava hashava l'chol nefesh. As we have this discussion, so I saw that the Paiskim ask, when we apply the concept of mitoich, when we apply the concept of mitoich, can we apply it even in a situation, and it's truly legitimately applied? The question that the Paiskim discuss is, do we have to try to avoid that heter, or can we, once we have the heter mitoich, it's mutter entirely. So I saw from Nissan Karelitz, and this is very much in line with what we said in our shir, that on Yonta, when we speak about oichel nefesh, oichel nefesh is entirely mutter. Since oichel nefesh is entirely mutter, and we're learning in our shir that mitoich is connected to that malach, is connected to oichel nefesh. So just like oichel nefesh, one doesn't have to avoid cooking on yontif. So too, one doesn't have to avoid relying on the heter or mitoich on yontif.